This episode of Taste Masters is brought to you by Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop. Our dear friend and honorary tastemaster, Melissa Diaz, is the creator and bake tender of these kick-ass off-the-wall treats. What makes Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop cupcakes unique is Diaz infuses them with local craft beer and spirits, creating these like weird, insanely delicious cupcakes that are taking Utah by storm. But hey, I'm just a tastemaster. What do I know? Go to www.svbakeshop.com and order some to find out what Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop is all about. Again, that's www.svbakeshop.com. You can also find Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop or Diaz on all social media platforms. Go ahead, get your local craft beer and spirit-infused cupcakes today. I promise you will not regret it. Until the next cupcakes. Listening to the Taste Masters, where we delve into the world of craft beer, liquor, and other beverages. All right, guys, interesting episode today. I brought the boys with Messing with Mormons. Boys, welcome to the show.
What up, gang?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
Yes, I'm so excited. And then I'm co-host Deanie.
Well, hello.
Thanks for coming back, honorary Taste Master. Thanks for filling in.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny deenie 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 weeny.
Sorry, dude.
Get it, dude.
Absolutely.
I've known this guy for like 5 minutes.
It's a nickname and I've heard it before, but you know, that's fine. It's a sensitive subject.
All right. Messing with Mormons. So, boys, I have CD, Wade, Chez. You guys are the crew. You guys interviewed me a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Was it that long?
A couple months ago?
Yeah, maybe a month.
Maybe a month ago. The episode
came
out.
Time flies when you're getting
older. I don't know. It was forever.
Yeah.
That was a fun time.
It was a great time. Great episode.
And great. Too short. I'll bet you about it. It's too short.
Yeah, but sometimes it seems too long. I mean,
yeah, you got
when
it.
You're consuming a little bit of alcohol, an hour can go by real quick.
I guess I wanted to pretend like we were recording. You guys could have like stopped it, but I want to keep going and record. You know what I mean?
Well, see, that's sweet. Then we can have you back to finish off.
That's what
we left
said. We'll keep going. That's fine. I'm gonna get that. So then I got you guys because I'm gonna. Now it's my turn. You're my domain.
I'm a little bit nervous. I had a little bit of nerves today.
Yeah, I like your studio. No, this is pretty tight.
Yeah, this Fuse Audio. They're awesome. They do vocal. Obviously, band stuff. You see the big ass drum set behind you, and then obviously a podcast. So he's my producer is a great big. You guys, when you get a second, we'll go back there, and he's got a big awesome setup. And he actually is a musician as well. So he has pipes, and then he can play the guitar, and he's a badass. Yeah. Shout out to the producer. There, you go, Corey, I got you. All right, so CD, I'm gonna start with you, brother.
Oh,
who
man.
Is CD? Who are you?
What does CD stand for?
I am. So it doesn't stand for anything, but I guess I would say that I'm D-level celebrity Salt Lake.
Hell yeah, I like that. I think that's appropriate.
Like a D, you know, like I barely made the news, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Except when I did, it's because I got arrested.
When I got that episode with you guys, I had like 5 people go like, you fucking know CD? I'm like, I don't even know that motherfucker. I just met the guy.
Dude, yeah, dude. He does know everybody. You know everybody.
You know everyone, dude. People I know that I didn't know I knew you.
D-level celebrity. You're right. I'm like the Kathy Griffin of fucking Salt Lake City celebrities.
Man, that's up there. I like that.
That's a name drop.
But not Ginger. Hey, not Ginger. No offense, but not Ginger.
I'm probably giving myself too much credit. But
yeah, you are.
I don't know. I've been to the bar almost every single day of my life since I turned 21. So you meet a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And those are the good people, you know, the ones you want to drink with and party with and have a good time with.
And vibe with.
Yeah.
You're right. That's a good scene. Because like, you just want to drink and have a beer with someone.
Exactly.
Always. You just want to be there with someone. Mm-hmm. Before we get to more questions, I want to break down a beer for you guys, okay?
All right, yeah.
So you guys are sponsored by Salt Flats.
Wait, I don't drink.
That's fine. Sit there
you will
and
know.
Watch us drink.
Yeah, you're right.
Where the hell are you on this fucking podcast?
We are sponsored by Salt Flats. We have a really good relationship with them. They make some great beer. It's been a good road with them for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And shout out Salt Flats. I mean, you guys brought some Salt Flats, so thanks for bringing it. Thanks for sharing. I got the Beja. You know, go Beja.
Beja.
Yeah, I feel like we should have brought more.
No worry. No, we got enough beer. We got some high points. We're going to get you back. Don't worry.
Hell yeah.
So I have one from Hopkins Brewing. Okay. So one of our sponsors, Pilsner. So Hopkins Brewing, he makes one called the Sugar House Pilsner. He's been working on this recipe for years. Chad Hopkins is one of my dear friends, and he And Hopkins is actually a sponsor of ours. So I want to show you guys one of my sponsors' beers, okay? This is probably, if not my favorite Pilsner in the state, because what I want to do in I want to put Salt Flats' Pilsner and this Pilsner together because I think the P1 at Salt Flats is one of my favorite, like, lawn mowing beers. Like, we're talking, grab it, go to the pool.
Did you say lawn mowing beers?
You heard me. I'm Brown. Yeah. I got you. All right. I'm drinking the Bay Joe.
I can fuck with some lawn mowing beers.
And so, like, you know, you want to crack one open and just want a hot day. The P1 Pilsner is just go-to, okay? This one right here, gentlemen. Look at that. Clear as day.
Yeah.
Yes. Chad, we just helped him with some hops to give it some more character. And to just kind of finish it off. So I want you guys to give it a smell. And then I want to ask Wade, while scared me. Sorry, Chaz. Wade, when you're smelling this, I want you to tell me what you smell. And no incorrect, well, there is an incorrect answer, but I want what you smell.
You know, it doesn't have a really strong smell. I don't smell anything like right off the bat. I definitely smell a little bit of the hops, but.
Give her a taste, and then I want your opinion.
Oh, I like that. It's a little bit, I want to say it's a little bit sweeter than I initially thought. Like you know, Pilsner is usually a little bit dry, I think, but it's also really smooth. Like, I feel like this is a session Pilsner for sure.
You like that?
Yeah.
Chaz, what do you think?
That's good. I'm not a Pilsner fan, but this is really good.
It's not over the top. Like, at the very end, you get that bitterness at the very end. It's all of a sudden, yes. It's like, just love taps your tongue. It's
yeah, it does.
But you want to go again. You're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And you always have to grab it. So in my... If you drink a beer and then you have to drink it again, be like, what was that? I think it was a good beer.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, this is great.
Sure, yeah.
So, gentlemen, what do you think?
I think it's a great beer.
Carrots. That's what I think is carrots. It tastes like carrots. Just what? Kidding. I don't know. Like, what is the I always forget the term of the beer version of the sommelier?
Cicerone.
Yes. Cicerone, yes. Thank you. Fuck, I don't even know why I can't remember that, but... It's kind of crazy how people can pick out certain flavors and notes, but...
Yeah, you're definitely better at doing that than we are, for sure.
Good.
So,
I mean,
what are the notes that you
pick
up?
So what I get is I get that malt sweetness you guys have. So you guys got the bitterness, right? Mm-hmm. It's still lingering, mm-hmm. right? But if you go back for it, try to get that malt base. Just try to get that clean, just malt. Just kind of like that sweetness, just a little bit of sweetness on it. And it's just crushable, clean. So what mm-hmm. I mean by clean is you're not going to get any different flavors. It's just... beer. Yeah. That's what clean, like, it just goes. You drink it.
That's a good way to put it.
Boom.
Clean.
Yeah, and so the P1 Pilsner, same thing. It's clean. Mm-hmm. You want to crush it. I want to reach again. Deanie, what do you think?
I love Pilsners. This is a good Pilsner for me. Absolutely agree with you, the malt. Like, that stands out the most to me. Like, I've been around the grain itself, like the physical grain and that kind of smell.
What is the grain?
Malt?
What kind of grain?
What kind of malt?
This is a Pilsner malt. Yeah. So Pilsner has malt and Pilsner, so Pilsner malt, this is what's in it. So this is actually from Solstice, which is a local maltster. So he has Pilsner malt that he gets, and I think he gets it from West Jordan, I believe. Don't quote me on that one.
But. So I follow the Tastemasters podcast on Instagram, and you guys are posting like all sorts of crazy different kinds of grains and shit. Yeah. What in the hell?
Oh, yeah. So basically...
Like, some of them are all like, it looks like sand, and then some of it looks like rice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know shit about beer.
You guys are fucking blowing my mind. You put the grain, you know, the malt is what makes the sugar water. You take the sugar water, boil the sugar water, and it's as dumbed down as I can make it, right? Take the sugar water, after it's been cooked, I'm sending it to a fermenter where I'm going to have yeast, and I'm going to have that yeast eat the sugar... Fart out CO2, poop out alcohol. That's the best way. Yeah. Best way I can do that.
Poop and fart. Talk.
And then water.
Sugar water. Yeah. So that's what the malt does. Make sugar water.
Do you feel like you got a really better understanding of beer when you're there, like actually with the raw ingredients?
Yeah, absolutely. Know? So when you guys get a chance, if you guys are ever in the area, come to the brew house, I'll fucking show it to you. It's awesome. Yeah. It's beautiful because then you understand it more.
Yeah.
Like, you can probably change a tire. You guys are probably right. You didn't know until you tried it. Like, until you understand what's going on, you got to understand, I smell the tire. I smell the iron. Like, I get it. It's just tough. I got to break it up. Like, you know, and it's just different once you do it. You can't just pick up something and know. Like, knowledge increases, behavior changes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
No, the brewing's a challenge. I've made a couple batches of home brew, and it's fun.
Delicate.
It's exactly.
You got to treat it like a baby.
Oh, yes.
All right,
you got to put it in, dark moist areas or whatever.
Yeah, you have to paint your walls with like bright colors and shit so it ferments properly.
Happy beer.
Exactly. You wanted to like put a clown around and make it happy.
Yeah. Bob Ross style.
Do you have to sing songs and shit?
I want to play metal music for one and classical music for one. Like same beer.
See if it changes.
I really do.
Dude, there's fucking places in town, at least in Salt Lake, that you can go get pH balanced water and they play music to it. It's called like Misconsa or something. I don't know.
I'm down. I'll fuck with it.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good Ghostbusters 2 reference or something.
Yeah. I mean, you're drinking this water. I'm like, this water had angel music playing for it 24 hours a day.
Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that kind of water?
I would feel like a blind taste test for that. Be like, okay, is this the angry metal music? Or is this the happy water?
Yeah. All right, Chez. I want to know who Chez is. Chez, who you at?
Chez, at least on the podcast, I'm what they call the podcast dad. I try and keep them in line, try and keep everything. basically, you know, make sure anything they're talking about is actually factual. Mm-hmm. Correct their mistakes. Checker. Yeah, I'm their fact checker. And then
we're horrible at being factual. That's why I have Chez.
Exactly. But then full-time employee, full-time student, so...
Damn, dude, you get it done. Well, thanks for taking the time down and come down.
Thanks.
Dude, this motherfucker is 40 years old and decided to go back to college and become an accountant.
Damn, dude.
I did, yes.
And good for you, bro.
You good with numbers?
Yeah, I'm good with numbers. Yeah.
He is now.
Hey, good luck, brother. You're going to have to
educated.
Be. I mean, I'm good with beer. I mean, I kind of. Decent. But, Chez, I got a question for you. Favorite beer of all time?
That's tough.
Or some top threes?
Ooh, I know the answer. I know what you're going to say.
Pliny the Elder.
Yep.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Pacifico.
Goddamn.
And Full Suspension.
Some good choices, brother.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. What? You blew my mind. Cause like, that's awesome. That's all. Yeah. I like your palate. Yeah. I trust it. Yeah. So what do you got in front of you right now?
Right now I've got the, other than this, the Pilsner, I got a Salt Flats Lowrider, chocolate milk stout.
Man. That's the OG. That's the chocolate milk of, craft beer. And you
it is.
Chez is the guy that when he drinks a beer, it requires a spoon.
I like this. Yes.
I do like heavier beers.
Hell yeah.
So
you got to go to Grid City, which is a great segue to what we're doing. Have you gone?
I've been there twice now.
Have you gone? We were just there last week.
You guys got the Nitro. Please tell me you got the Nitro.
The Nitro.
Honey Cream Ale?
Dude.
Let's say they were out of... The honey cream ale.
Damn.
They were out of the cream ale.
That's the award winner.
They did have the cream ale. Maybe it wasn't the honey cream ale. Did we have the cream ale?
Yeah, they only got the honey cream ale. That's it.
Yeah, they were out of the cream ale, but then I had their special,
I thought we had the cream ale.
They had a special pale ale on right now that was incredible on Nitro.
And did that head just stick?
Oh, yeah.
Stay?
Oh, dude.
Literally with a spoon.
CD Reddish on Instagram. Go look at my Instagram, and you'll see my glorious mustache covered in nitro cream.
Oh, man.
Yes. Foam.
Things that make me wet. Right there. Oh,
shit. That nitro cream foam is something else, bro. Like, you gotta drink a fucking beer that way. Like, it just changes the game.
And Grid City knows what they're doing.
Oh, yes. We started off with a flight there.
Oh, yeah. World class. So and you guys got the cask and the CO2 and the nitro experience?
Yes.
Fantastic. Wait, were you there?
I wasn't there.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I had other things going on. I don't know.
He's got a lady friend.
Yeah.
Oh, you changed.
I did change.
Is that why you're well-groomed today?
No, I just wanted to look good.
He's always well-groomed, dude.
Like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I put a hat on. My hair was not flowing today. A lady friend. Congrats, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I like that.
Yeah, it's been a good time, but it makes my busy schedule more busy.
Yeah, it keeps you away from the boys. I get you.
Yeah.
I see it.
They did tell me all about it, though, and it sounds like a great place to go. I can't wait to go.
You gotta go, man. Yeah. It's 333 on 21st. Like, it's awesome.
And they've got great food, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I hate ordering the same thing. It's like when you're dining out with someone, like if you're with a girl or a boy, if you like boys, or if you're a girl and you like girls, whatever. Or if you're with a friend or your family, I hate ordering the same thing as someone else, but Chez ordered the same thing that I wanted. So I'm like, fuck, motherfucker, I got to get that too.
What was it? I'm curious.
The, fish and chips. For the catfish.
Right, catfish. And no one, I think catfish is gross. Like no one likes catfish, but that catfish, dear Lord.
It's gotta be cooked right.
Dear Lord. Oh my God.
What kind of style of food is it?
I think you could call it like pub cuisine.
Ooh.
You know, lots of sandwiches, burgers, fried food.
And their menu's always changing.
Like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. By, if not daily, weekly. Seriously. Yeah. Always changing, and there's vegan options. And they have vegan ranch, which is delectable. Like, it's, you,
are you vegan?
No. But the food's great.
How much? Why do you know so much about vegan ranch, bro?
Because they have there.
Vegan ranch. It's not like he knows a lot about it. He just said they have it.
They have buffalo sauce. That's like the best buffalo sauce ever.
Oh, now I need to get buffalo.
You gotta go back. You gotta go back. Shit. That's all you gotta do.
I gotta go.
Okay, so we got these three beers. Dini, in front of you, I have the Pale Ale. So, yes. Gentlemen, we're gonna go down the Grid City. I'm gonna show you guys how they do different strengths of beer. This is the same beer. Like, okay, I'm saying this really delicately. It's the same malt bill. Okay, so what happens is you got the Pale Ale. And when they have the extra Pale Ale, which is 50% more of the base, is into that beer.
Okay.
And then 100% of the base is in the Imperial, okay? So before you guys drink this, Dini's going to pour you each three glasses.
Okay.
On your left-hand side, I want you to put the Pale Ale. In the middle, I want you guys to put the extra. And on the right, I want you guys to put the Imperial.
Oh, okay? I already drank all mine. I might need a little bit more.
Oh.
That's fine. We got plenty of beers here.
Tell me the lineup again.
So, Dini, right now...
You want us to drink this one and this one side by side?
We're going
to
drink all three side by side, but in different orders. So, Dini's pouring you one right now, and I want you guys to have that on your left side.
Pour this down?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Pass the Dolce on the left-hand side.
I love it. Well, Dini, while you're pouring these, because you're going to pour all three of them, if you will. CD, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to do something for me, if you could. Okay?
Oh, okay. Does it require...
It requires you. It requires your D-level status to say something.
Hopefully it doesn't require, like, coordination right now, because I'm starting to feel a little tipsy.
Okay, here we go, here we go. So you guys are also sponsored by Rise and Grind Coffee, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to do your shout-out, what you do on your podcast, your pitch for Rise and Grind with no notes, no nothing, right now. This is what you do on your episode. For those who don't listen to Messing with Mormons, this is what CD does, and I want to hear it because it's awesome.
Hey, it always starts out with hey.
Why do you always do the hey?
Hey, guys, come check out our wonderful sponsor, Rise and Grind Coffee. Not coffee, but coffee. They support our podcast, and they support this community. Come check them out in Midvale, across the street from Hillcrest High School, next to the Belgian Waffle at 7301 South, 900 East. They make the best specialty coffee. And I don't know if I can continue anymore.
Yeah,
I
you can't.
Really I'm on the point.
Why are you nervous?
You forgot to mention the green straws.
Oh, yeah. Fuck green straws, because we don't like we don't like them Dutch brothers, Starbucker fucker motherfuckers. Come check out Rise and Grind Coffee. They support the 12-step community, and they support this podcast.
I love that. And you missed the hole through the wall. What do you guys say? Punch the hole through the wall.
I know, man.
You put him on the spot. I've never seen him that nervous
before.
You
got me nervous, bro. I need to have, like, maybe we need to pour some shots of whiskey or something, too, bro.
No, but when you do that every time, I love it, dude. Because it's the same, like, spiel, if you will, but it's different every time.
Yes.
You give, like, a different. It's awesome.
Yeah. So we've got a couple different sponsors. Obviously, Salt Flats sponsors our podcast, but Rise and Grind does as well, but they've never given us any kind of ad copy. So every time, you never know what to expect. I might be drunk. I might be high.
On life.
High on life.
Got you.
I'm always high on life. And so Rise and Grind, check them out if you're in the Salt Lake Valley, Midvale.
There you go, boys and girls.
Coffee.
There you go. So, guys, here we go. So, this is the Pale Ale. I'm going to pull up some specs real quick because the bottle, the can's way over there.
Okay,
this is a,
are these in the order that they're supposed to be?
Yes, you have it in the order you're supposed to. So, you guys are going to see it's a little, you got the lightest one, which is the Pale Ale. You're going to have a little more darker in the middle, which is the extra Pale Ale. Then you're going to have the Imperial, which is just a touch more dark, right? Mm-hmm. So, you got this one that's the Pale Ale. 50% more of the malt.
Dude,
the same malt.
David,
100%.
I feel like the middle one is a little darker than.
Maybe. Can't see.
I guess we're gonna have to.
Do oh, the, man. The, it does.
A little bit more
this
cloudy.
Year. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
We're gonna have to do the Pepsi Coke challenge.
So, gentlemen, what I want you guys to do is I want you to try. So, go ahead and smell this Pale Ale, the far left one, the Pale Ale, 4.6, 55 IBUs.
That's hoppy.
That's piney.
This is gonna be,
I got a lot of pine.
This is gonna be different.
A lot of pine.
You go ahead and give it a try, guys.
I love it. It's fucking tastic. That is a really good. That's I mean, that's an IPA, right? Like an
Well, a pale ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
IPA is India, or you can sometimes you imperial, but yeah.
That's I really like that, like that pine.
But it's not over the top. Like it's still bitter, but it's not like it's I not can't handle bitter. This anymore.
What's the IBU on that? Do you know?
55.
55. Yeah. Yeah. It's not too bitter. And it's still really smooth, but you definitely get a good flavor out of it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's not nearly as piney as it smells, mm-hmm. but it's very smooth, very, very drinkable for me.
Stick great. It in my vein.
So this one has
stick it in my vein, Homer.
On every can, they have the same. They put their malts and their hops on the cans. Like they give you the ingredients. They tell you, like I asked the brewmaster, I'm like, why do you put your recipes on the cans? He goes, you try remaking it. Go ahead, try to copy it. I want you like see what happens.
Exactly. I think that's like calling you out. Like if you want the ingredients, you can have it, but you're still not going to make it the same way.
And
like
they push
pink peppercorns in it.
You like that one? It's still on tap. If you want it, it's up with Lehigh. Stop by.
So we probably are.
We got. Well, you should. I'll meet you guys up there. So 4.6. Okay. So this one's 4.6 ABV. Not bad. So now we're gonna go to the extra pale ale, which is a 6.6, and it's 75 on the IBUs.
Okay.
Go ahead and let's give her a smell and let's taste her up.
Oh wow.
I like how these all finish. It's very nice.
Yeah, that one had a totally different mouthfeel. It almost feels like more creamy in a way.
Chaz?
I had to go back for another try, so but it's delicious.
So
after the first try.
Gentlemen, same beer, if you will, just different strengths. Fascinating.
That's the only difference?
Yeah.
It has a totally different mouthfeel.
This is 50% more of the malt bill.
Okay.
That's it.
So they just added more malt to it then, correct?
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, they have 50% more hops. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So then let's go to the Imperial. Ready for this, boys?
I love Imperials.
I'm gonna rock you right here. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I feel like I need to, like, cleanse my palate. That's so good for the mic. Sound quality. Okay.
That's heaven.
It's so different.
That's so
the, between the three of them, there's such a different experience in each one. Even though there's only a little change to them, it's crazy.
Fascinating, huh? So this one's 8.6.
Okay.
So we just went up 2% each time in ABV. That's it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I like the first one. I like the less alcohol-y one.
Okay. Wade, what's in your favorite?
I think I like the Imperial. I'm just a fan of Imperials, but it's interesting to me that the pininess in the first one is super, like, right at your palate. And then as you get towards the Imperial, it's almost like it calms down at the end. Just I don't know if that's the higher alcohol content, but...
Fucking fascinating.
It's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So these are all the same beer, but just
different strengths.
That's,
and then a little
crazy.
More
hops.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one has 50% more malt, right? And the Imperial has 100% more of the malt. Like that's what they're doing. So now we're gonna go backwards. So I want you guys to try the Imperial. So let's try it again.
Oh shit! This is like the like my fantasy football draft.
There you go, snake. Okay. See, this one to me is just a touch hot. I don't like Imperials because they're hot. Like the alcohol burns.
Interesting, that, David. Yeah. The Imperial, I can pick up more on the malt now on the second tasting.
Okay, because your palate has kind of adapted a little bit. Because that first taste can always be deceiving sometimes. That's why you got to go back for it and be like, okay, let's see what that was. Because your mouth's like, sometimes it's shock. You're like, fuck. Okay, let's go. What was that? Try it again. Mm-hmm. That's why I always try beer twice before I'm like picking out notes and picking out flavors like mouthfeel. I'm like, all right, I got to figure out. What was that again? Like, did I just make that up? Was it in my mind? I got to try it again. So now let's go to the extra. Okay, so grab that second one.
Ooh, I had garlic burger yesterday. Sorry, guys.
What about this one, boys?
I get what you mean by hot. Like the Imperial is more hot.
You can tell that now.
Yeah,
right?
I can tell that.
This one, the ABV, like you can't get the alcohol bite in a way. And some people like that.
And that one you taste, I think it feels a little more carbonated for whatever reason. Maybe that's because you get the hotness from the alcohol. I don't know. You're blowing my mind right now. I didn't think I was going to have my brain melted today.
Denny, what do you think?
Second one. All the way.
Okay.
100%.
All right. Don't say that quite yet.
Oh.
Now let's go back to the original pale ale, boys.
It Dude, I'm going to go with the second one with you. Honestly, I am.
So this one, I think it brings out more of the hop character. You get that stanky dankiness of the hops.
I like the second one because it's, a nice middle ground. Going
backwards.
There's a really good balance to the to the middle one.
Yeah, 100%. Like I we've talked about before, I'm not a huge pale ale or IPA fan because of how you're either going hard pine in my mind or hard citrus, one of the two. And I'm not a huge fan of the hard pine, but this middle one is a very happy medium for me.
It really is, yeah. It's really well balanced.
CD, what do you think, brother?
I'm still sticking with number one, bro. I like the lighter... pale.
Why is this? No, that's not a bad answer.
I really like that. You said that you're not a big fan of pine heavy. I'm a
love
big
the
fan
pine.
Of the pine heavy. So, yeah.
Fascinating. Chaz, what was your favorite, dude?
The Imperial.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you and Wade, you went back to the extra.
I did. I'm going to go with the extra. I love Imperials. It's still really good. I wouldn't pass that up by any means, but I think the middle one, just by tasting them the way we did, and anybody who's listening, if you haven't done this, you have to do it. It'll change the way you think about beer. Just the balance. You get to learn the balance between two extremes, and the balance is impressive. So I like the middle one, but the Imperial is not. None of these are bad.
No, not at all.
But the Imperial is good.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and I will, to my grave, go with this. Grid City will not come out with a bad beer because they won't release it. If it's not good, great. I promise you, those boys will not release it. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Grid City and tell me that there's a bad beer, come find me, because then I will check. All right, well, let's talk about this. Did you have – you just like – if you just came in, I just want Imperial. Had the Imperial. Like, fuck that. That was too hot. Mm-hmm. Well, did you have the other two? Did you have them on cask, nitro, and CO2? Did you try them different styles?
So can you explain to me – because I'm kind of the Corky Romano of beer tasting, so I'm – and. Dumb.
Man, you and the celebrity shout out. Fucking awesome.
Yes. D level celebrity, Corky Romano. Chris Kattan. But sorry, bad joke. But Grid City, so they've got the CO2, they've got the nitro, and they've got the cask. What is the process of the cask pouring? Like is that carbonated?
So based on what the cask conditioning is you put it basically, take it from the fermenter, you take out, you know, you put it into a, looks like a, it's a, it's, I don't explain, it's not a, it's not, what's a keg, I guess. You put it in a keg and it naturally carbonates. So cask conditioning, it naturally carbonates.
So it might not be like, so with the nitro, you've got a, like,
so nitro, you've got like a 2-inch head,
or like a 3-inch,
you can literally eat
like
with a
3-finger head.
Right. Yes. So do the complete opposite. So imagine that nitro was the Imperial. Just like it's there. You'll know it's there. The burn's there, whatever. Like the head's there. CO2, you guys have all had beer, CO2 beer, all of you. Okay? You got that carbonation. It's there. These are CO2, right? They're in cans. And the cask condition, the CO2 bite is gone. Like it's naturally carbonated. The best way to put it. So I think browns and milds, you have to drink on cask. That's just the best. So when you guys go back to Grid City, try the browns and cask and nitro and see the difference. So these beers, this beer, you know, the Imperial might suck on nitro or not be as good on nitro, but be better on cask. Who knows? Like, you know, it's just you, whatever style of you want to drink it, you drink it. Whatever ABV you want to drink it, that's what Grid City is doing. So if you want this Imperial, you know, eventually on nitro, like, let's go get it at nitro Imperial. You know,
I think that's great because it encourages you to figure out like what kind of beer you enjoy,
your palate,
and try it. Figure out what you like instead of just going and get that Budweiser every day.
Exactly. You know? So I mean, sometimes like going back to Chaz, like the Pacifico. I'm gonna snag a Pacifico here and there. Mm-hmm. I'm still gonna go back to those, right? Sure. But the craft beer scene is so cool, and you can fuck with it, and it's just like it blows my mind, right? Awesome.
That's been a really recent thing too, the whole craft beer thing. I mean, recent in like what, maybe the last 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah, Salt Lake's grown up.
Yeah.
Salt Lake has about, I think, 15 breweries now. And they said within the next 10 years there's at least gonna be 10 more.
That's crazy for a state that hates alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Well, the state loves alcohol.
They love alcohol.
Yeah, the physical state, yes. The actual state itself, they hate alcohol.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
God bless you, DABC. Actually, no, God bless you. I don't like you. Okay. Chaz, question for you. You guys just did a couple episodes. You did your old friend, you had a band, and then you had a barber recently.
Yes.
Okay. So on these, on some of your recent episodes of this year, what was one of your favorites you guys did?
Probably with you.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious. I sat through that entire episode just dumbfounded, listening to you talk about beer. It was...
Thanks, man.
I'll actually vouch for him because before we even got here, he talked about that this morning.
Yes.
Before we got here.
Thanks, man. Like, yeah. It fucking touched me. Thank you.
It was incredible. Just
he has a picture of you hanging up in his bathroom.
That's cool. So do I.
Yeah, just brewing has always been fascinating to me. So just hearing about all the details that went into it was just incredible.
Oh, thanks, man. Like, yeah. I had a fucking great time. Like, I really did. Like, you guys, I really want to come back. Like, what do you guys do next week? Let's go.
We'll get you on the calendar for sure, man.
But wait, I want to ask your favorite recent episode.
Oh, man. You know what?
You guys have had, like, what, 100 and... No, you guys are...
160...
62?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
62, mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
Here's where I come from, I guess, a little bit. It's like, I can't pick one out in my mind that's my favorite episode. I just believe that, like, everybody has a cool story to tell. And we run into this a lot in our podcast that I ask people, like, hey, I think you have a good story to tell. You want to come on the podcast? They're like, nobody cares about me. I don't want to hear. Yeah, I know my story. Nobody is interested in that. But I think everybody does. So I think every episode that we do is a little bit unique. Some are a little bit more wild than other ones. We've had some, I think probably one of my favorites is one that we never released because we were asked not to. But I mean, everybody has a story that's unique. And my favorite part about the whole process is just meeting people like you, talking about what your passions are and learning about just what other people go through and just hearing people's stories. So it's hard for me to choose one.
I like that. That's a great answer, though. That's a fucking awesome answer. Asser.
Asser.
CD, I'm doing what you're doing, dude.
I love beer.
All right.
It was deserved. I kind of dodged your question a little bit.
No, that was a great, great answer. It was a really great answer. Yeah. All right, CD. One of more recent episodes, what was one of them that sticks out the most to you?
Did you say dicks out?
You do you.
Because there was this one episode where the dick was out.
There's been no episodes with dicks out.
Fact check. Chaz.
Yeah. I'll have to agree with that. No dicks were out.
I don't want to be vague or whatever. Like, I agree with Wade. Each episode that we do, like, we want to meet new people and learn all sorts of new things. Like, dude, you and I fucking didn't know each other at all.
Yeah.
And you came over to Wade's house at the studio and we recorded a great episode. But I think as far as like having a good time and like having belly buster laughter is our barber friend Nature. Like he's fun, man. And he doesn't give a fuck. Like we can just let it all out, mm-hmm. You know, full gas.
I like that.
So, and if you don't know Nature, check him out. He does glass blowing and he does barbering. And so he's a cool guy, but he's really funny, but he's goofy.
I like that.
It's kind of a weird, just that nerdy kind of Star Wars kind of humor, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's fun to be around.
Cheeseburger! Yeah. No one's going to get that.
No one's going to get that. I get you. I get you. All right, Deanie, what question do you have for these boys?
I'm curious about the name. So, but yeah. We live in Utah, so.
So you guys are called Messing with Mormons. Mm-hmm. So you probably get this a lot. Why? And do you guys actually mess with Mormons?
No. I mean, come on. In a way, we kind of do because our name is Messing with Mormons, but we don't ever talk about religion. We have on a few episodes, but we don't get into that. CD actually came up with the name originally.
Yeah, so basically, I contradictory to our name, and maybe it's to our behest. Is behest a word?
It is now.
Yes.
All right. Behest.
I think it's in the Bible.
Oh, shit. We're getting biblical. Anyway, we don't ever talk about religion or politics, or at least try to avoid it, because just everything's so polarized these days. But originally, I wanted to, back in like when Jackass was really popular and, you know, all these like prank channels on YouTube were, you know, blowing up. I'm like, I'm going to dress up as a missionary and start pranking people and like dressed up as a missionary and go, but it just never happened. And so I thought that this channel, I'm going to call it Messing with Mormons, but it never happened. So because I'm a nice guy.
It's kind of it's good to have that name and it's bad to have that name because you're instantly judged. Sometimes I feel like I tell people who are genuinely interested in listening to the podcast, they're like, what's it called? I say messing with Mormons. They're like, oh, okay. So that's what you do.
Because it incorporates, like, harassing a religion. Mm-hmm. It talks about religion. And then I get it. You automatically get.
Yeah, and we've had trouble with that too. We had merch that we put out on a store and it got banned because they didn't like the word Mormon, because the church came out and said they want to be called Latter-day Saints, which is fine, but it's just so out of context in their mind just because it says Mormon, you know. It's a love-hate thing. And we've talked about rebranding a couple times, but
yeah.
Man, it's so hard once you get deep.
The thing is, though, is it's kind of a setup for our closing for our show. So when we close the show out, CD will say, you know, no Mormons were harmed in the making of this episode. You know, and then that's kind of how we end our show. So it's just kind of a...
So Wade and I started the podcast, and then Chez, he kept on listening and was like, this is wrong. This is wrong.
The shit out of us.
We brought him on as our fact checker, but it kind of started out like, I love podcasting, and I think it's such a great vehicle to like get to learn new things. Like, dude, I fucking found out about this show called 000 on Amazon Prime, listening to a podcast. I'm like, dude, this show is fucking sick. But I've learned about all sorts of stuff. I'm a little drunk right now, but yeah. I've learned a lot of things from podcasting, and it's great. And it's what I love about podcasting is that you can just be yourself and you don't have to worry about being censored or, you know,
saying, to a degree,
Yeah. We don't want to ever offend anyone, but so anyway, we started the podcast and it kind of just started out as us kind of bullshitting around, like, hey, how was your day? Oh, hey, how was your day? But do people really want to hear that? Like, I don't know. So then we started reaching out to local businesses and local musicians and local artists and local badass motherfuckers like you, David, like you, Deanie. You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And now...
It just snowballed.
Yeah, now we're 162 episodes in. Like, what the fuck happened?
We're booking out people like 2 months ahead of time.
That's awesome, though. But you guys are still having fun, though. You guys
are
still, obviously, still having fun. Because, like, do you guys think that fire will ever diminish?
I hope not.
I mean, I've struggled with it. I'm not going to lie. A couple times, it's like, they already have a busy schedule, you know, and then to set time aside for podcasting. But the thing that brings me back is meeting the random people that I never thought I'd meet. And there's tons of people that have been on the podcast that it's like, if I passed you in a bar or in a grocery store, I wouldn't even talk to you. Like, I wouldn't have said anything, but little did I know you were on the show and you have something amazing to tell people, which is what brings me back. The editing, it sucks.
Right.
Sometimes it takes a little bit of time messing around with microphones and your producers in there is probably like, dude, I know.
Yeah. The producer's like, yeah, that's why he pays me to do this. Fuck. Yeah.
Wade's the podcast genius.
I guess I'm the producer too. So I just relate with producers, but
yeah,
I'm not a genius. Yeah. I just know how to use computers.
You do all the work.
Yeah.
Well, holy damn.
Not all the work.
Well, like the typing work.
So CD gets pissed because I call him the talent all the time. I'm like, I'll produce it, but you're the talent.
So, but here's the thing about you guys. And I like the three combo, because when I started this, I started with Wyatt, and Wyatt was passionate. He was knowledgeable. And that guy knew everything about fucking everything. Mm-hmm. Like, one episode I got mad at him at that I regret getting mad at him at is he went on a tangent about fucking Wolverines.
Wolverines.
And he just talked about
probably sick as fuck.
Oh yeah. He talked about
how fourth favorite mammal.
It's like,
what's one through two?
But he went off this thing about the Wolverines. And then I realized after I got kind of like upset with him, hey, we can't do this kind of shit. Like, we can't go on. We're here about beer and beer only. And then I sit back and I'm like, that's stupid. Because it needs to be about passion, it needs to be about having fun, and that kind of random shit is good to have. And then what you guys have is you have this three combo, mm-hmm. which Grid City has, is they have three owners, they each have three different ways that they think, and they all trust each other. You guys obviously trust each other to a point. You guys have the passion.
I would give these guys all of my passwords.
I don't want your password.
It's capital P, password one, exclamation point. We all know. CD, we all know your password.
It's...
incorrect.
Oh, I was going to make a really bad joke. I'm just going to shut up.
No, but so you guys are still having fun. You still have that passion, mm-hmm. and you guys need to continue to go with that. You guys don't stop.
Thank you. Yeah,
and
we'll try not to.
At the end of the day, like, just know I'm a fucking fan. And I relate to you guys because I just want to meet all the people that have to do with the beer scene. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of, you know, making it more a point to like just the beer scene or the alcohol scene, if you will, because it fascinates me. Because you guys are taking on like this hurricane of like everyone, and I'm
everything,
like, I don't know if I could do that. I'm like, so kudos to you guys, because I'm like,
We had, on a sex counselor clown, or how would you describe
it? Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, like with puppets.
She did a lot of things.
They.
I mean, are we really going to get into gender pronouns?
Well, I think it's appropriate because that's what they want. But
we had, I'm just going to say that we had her on the show.
Is very hot. Yeah.
She was very interesting and things that like I would never get into. It's like, I'm not really in her world, but she's been in that world for so long that, like you said, it is taking on a lot. There's times when I tell CD, I'm like, I don't know anything about the person we're about to have in the studio, but that's where I think you and I kind of have the combo of, we can talk to anybody and we'll get something out of them. That's our job to do on the show, right?
Yeah, just getting to know people. It's so fun and it's so cool.
And why wouldn't you want to do that? Like, everyone's got a story. Each one of you motherfuckers have a story in here, and I want to hear it. And if someone else doesn't want to hear it, cool.
Yeah.
But I want to put that out there. So, because CD, you need to be listened to. Wade, you need to be listened to. Dini, you need to be listened to. Chaz, you need to listen. Like, everyone wants to be listened to. So, like, I'm using this podcast to, I want these artists to be listened to. I want you guys to be listened to.
Thank you, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you guys. But on that note, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bathroom break. I don't know about you guys, but I'm filling up. So, we got to go.
Cheeseburger.
So, we'll take a break right now, but to be continued. Tastemasters is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. By using the code Tastemasters, you will receive 10% off your ticket upon checking out. Food only. But, guys, it's badass food. They have chicken sandwiches, Thai wings, poutine. They have brunch every Saturday, Sunday. The food is fantastic. One of the best in town. Again, use the code TASTEMASTERS upon checking out. 10% off your entire ticket, minus the alcohol. Guys, let's keep it local by supporting local. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you wanted to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms. Hey guys, it's David here. We are starting a Patreon, which is kind of like a tip jar, but digital. Basically what it does is it helps enhance the content of our podcast. If you like what you hear, want to help us out, go ahead and head to www.patreon.com/tastemasters and subscribe. Anything will help. All right, guys, we're back. Refresh, ready to go.
Yeah.
I have a route to take you guys down. Now, I can introduce you guys to a different style of beer you probably have never had, or I can show you what a commercial seltzer tastes like and an actual crafted seltzer tastes like. Which route would you
all have? Of them.
Yeah, they're both all the routes. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go down the seltzer route then.
I know that Chez probably would want to go down not the seltzer route, but I want to go down the seltzer route in a raft.
Okay.
All right. I'm down for the seltzer route.
Get wrecked. Okay. Here we go. So, I have three seltzers in front of us. I have one. You guys are going to choose the commercial ones. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Vizzy or Press. Mm-hmm. So Vizzy is kind of like a fruited TV static, if you will. Okay. It's kind of like the generic, like, let's go down the river.
It's the Bud Light of rafts.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't Bud Light have a seltzer?
They do have a seltzer.
Isn't that weird? Like, if you just want sparkling water, just get sparkling water.
So fucking weird. And then I have one called Press.
That's like the Heineken of seltzer rafts.
I like that. And Press has like this weird, they have lemongrass lime. They have these weird flavors.
That's my favorite one.
It just pops out. Like, you can pick the flavor out. It's weird. So I think it's more flavorful, but it is lower ABV. And Vizzy's like a typical seltzer. So which one would you guys rather have? Because we're going to compare two.
Vizzy is a papaya passion fruit.
Papaya passion fruit or lemongrass lime.
Let's try the Vizzy.
Okay, Vizzy it is. So, Dini, can you please pour a glass for everyone? I'll take some.
You take some? You sure?
You're not a fan?
It's TV static.
I've heard as seltzers.
What do you mean
referred
TV
to
static? What does that
mean? You know what? Here, we're going to do this. Dini, would you pour a glass for everyone on the seltzer? And then I want you to open the rosé. So you guys are going to have the seltzer on your left, and I want you guys to have the rosé seltzer on the right. We're going to do the same Grid City thing we did earlier, okay? So seltzer water, to me, is just kind of a TV static. That's the best way I can put it. It's flavored TV static. It's not beer. It's just kind of hard water that's been spiked, okay?
It's fizzy.
And what Grid City has come and done is they have basically it's a wine seltzer hybrid. So you're gonna get, you guys like red wine at all, or rosés?
I love red wine.
Yeah, okay.
thank you.
I like to cook. Pardon me. I like to cook risotto with rosé, which usually risotto calls for a half a cup of white wine, and then a bunch of chicken stock or whatever, and that's how you hydrate the rice. But I like I like to use a rosé because I feel like it brings in a little just like a almost like a little tartness.
When are you gonna make this for me? Call you out.
Cooking with CD.
Cooking with CD. That's a new podcast.
Yeah, there it is, right there.
Get wrecked.
With CD.
I know a great studio you can go to record it.
Ooh, yeah. Shout out to Fuse Audio. Yep. So again, gentlemen. So what's going to happen is we're going to try the Vizzy first, which is, what was the flavor again, Denny?
For the Vizzy, it was pomegranate, papaya and passion fruit.
Okay, so I want you guys to, everyone have one in front of them.
Yep.
Okay, let's try the Vizzy. I want you guys to go ahead and, you can smell it, I guess, but see if you can get
what. It's very
fragrant.
It smells
super sweet.
That is like very tropical.
I get like, what's those Jolly Ranchers? I get like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Candy.
Like almost artificial fruit flavor in a way. Doesn't taste artificial though.
It smells like Welch's. Very, like the Welch's juices.
It does.
Yeah.
Sweet, static. Sparkly. To me, it just tastes like TV static.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get very.
David, I don't think you've explained. What is TV static?
So it's just carbonation. That's what I'm getting. Just sugary carbonation.
Yeah,
just
like noise. That noise. See,
you know,
in your
yeah, you know,
head,
when back in my days, you had TV, adjust the antenna, and also I go, shh.
That's
happening in my mouth. That black and white, shh. That's happening in my mouth with seltzers. I hate that. Sorry, Corey, for making that noise. But that's what I was.
No, it is real. It's more carbonation forward.
Yeah.
Like, that's what hits you first. You can tell that somebody out there wants this because they're trying to be more healthy, but they still really like alcohol.
Yeah. The zero calorie alcoholics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it's almost get the artificial sweetener forward.
It does have a little aspartame taste, a little bit. I don't think that's
Diet
that's
Coke
in here,
kind of taste.
Yeah. So yeah. I might be crucified for this, but. Please don't hate me. I love craft beer. I love all beer. I fear no beer, but I love to fuck with some seltzers, man. Well, except for the Sammy Claus.
Yes. I was going to say, I got one beer. I'm sure you fear.
I fucking hate the Sammy Claus. But anyway, I love seltzer. That's kind of like my daily drinker. This one, for me, is a little too sweet. It does have a kind of an artificial taste to it. But what I like to do with my seltzers is spike it with some elderberry liqueur.
Elderberry. Saint Germain.
Dude, could you be Saint any Germain. More hipster?
Yeah. Dude, look at my fucking mustache, bro. I'm
I know, it's bad, dude.
So interesting enough, there's actually not a lot. I can read most of the ingredients on this can. Without
is there any
to, like,
artificial sweetener in there?
Citric acid is really the only one that is throwing me off. It's got some dried cherries that have a name I can't pronounce. But that's one thing that I see with alcohol nowadays. Like, I tried some, for lack of a better word, it was a moonshine that had real watermelon in it.
Okay.
Like, they made it with actual watermelon. And it tastes so artificial to me.
Oh, really?
100%. It was the fakest watermelon I've ever tasted. I'm like, this is real? It was pink. I'm like, yeah, this is naturally made. I'm like,
wow. Tastes like a Jolly Rancher. I love watermelon, but I think watermelon kind of does bring on a little bit of that artificial, like sweet flavor.
Yeah, it's like everyone's favorite to go to almost. That's just, it doesn't taste right.
Okay, gentlemen. CD, you like this one, right?
Not a fan.
Okay. We're going to go to the Rosé from Grid City. They have this line called the Bubble Works. They're bubbles. It is a Rosé hard seltzer. It is 8.2, so be careful, gentlemen. Go ahead and smell it, and I want you guys to try an actual crafted seltzer.
I mean, just on the nose, it's champagne.
Yeah, definitely champagne.
Yeah, that's
champagne. I'm definitely picking that up too.
Ooh.
Okay, there's no comparison, honestly.
Yeah.
This one,
the store-bought shit.
The Vizzy, you can tell that it's just mass-produced for the people who want to, I'll say it again, the people who just want to drink really low-calorie alcohol. And this is more like somebody put a little bit of love into it, you know, or a lot of bit of love.
I love that.
So take a sip of the rosé.
Almost consider
and then
this
go back to the fizzy.
Okay.
I would almost consider this like a sparkling wine. You can't call it a champagne, obviously, but I would consider this.
It's gone.
It's so much worse.
It removes whatever you thought you liked. Yeah. It's now gone.
I think the wine in the Grid City one really adds like a better depth of flavor.
Yeah.
You guys are all you just take another sip of the Vizzy?
Yeah, the Vizzy's fucking horrible.
Take a sip of the Vizzy
Try
the rosé
first.
Get some rosé feel in your mouth.
And then try the Vizzy. And then go to the Vizzy. What I keep saying, get wrecked.
And then you will now understand what we talk about when we say TV static.
Ugh. So what do you guys think, though? Different, huh?
This Grid City is great.
It's good, yeah.
Grid City is a legit world-class brewery in Utah.
Yeah.
And they're becoming one. Their patio is going to open up here soon, and it's going to be fucking off the hook. Mm-hmm. And their food's great. Like, I'm just a Grid City whore.
Can I get this at the liquor store?
Actually, funny you say that. They are actually going to do this at the DABC here soon.
Okay. 8.2%.
Yeah, they're not fucking around with that.
Yeah. Ooh. And, but you can buy it at the Grid City Beer Works. You can't do that. So now we're going to go to a different style you guys have probably never heard before. Have you ever heard of Goza? Goza styles?
Yes. Don't know anything about them, but I see them. So we, the three of us, mess
the
with Mormons.
Three amigos.
Just the three of us.
That's totally what that reminded me of.
We like to go to Slackwater Pizza in Sandy. They've got an Ogden location as well. But they've got a beer menu that's like impressive. They've got a ton of beers. And I always see these. I'm like, can I have a goose? I'm like, oh, that's a Goza, sir.
Yeah, it's spelled G-O-S-E.
God, that Vizzy's bad.
Yeah, I'm not finishing it. I'm legit not finishing it.
I just made the mistake of trying to finish it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know anything about a Goza.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to teach you guys something, if that's all right. So like a bajillion years ago, like really like 1,000 years ago, Germany had a purity law where they could only use things like they called it. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Hold on, I got
to
look it up.
I was trying to remember. I've turned off the top of my head, but I know what you're.
It's the purity law which said that beer could only include water, barley, yeast, and hops in the 1800s. It was called Reinheitsgebot. So I'm not going to pronounce that.
Say that.
I think even
Reinheitsgebot.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe yeast was added later.
Later, yes, it was. So what would happen is...
Yeah, easy there, Chez.
Yeah, he's that guy. What are you doing next week? Yeah. I need you. So there's these saline waters by the Goza rivers over there in the Germany, and what happens is they would use this water that was actually salty in their beers, and it would give it kind of like the... So imagine craft beer we just had with a little bit of salt into it, right? It's a little, and then they add a little bit of tartness and everything. So Chad Hopkins did a raspberry Goza. So I want you guys to try this beer in front of you. I think it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Chad does this all the time. Super good. I mean, I'm not going to talk about dog shit beer. Like, it is a terrible beer, you know? So go ahead and try it out, guys. See what you guys think about it.
I love that it has that classic Goza smell. Yeah, smell.
Like the sour?
Yeah, like that, the sour smell.
It's almost like a sour, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you have ever had these before multiple times, you'll know what a Goza smells like. And that's one of the things I love about it.
A Goza is warm fermented, and what happens is at least 50% of the grain bill is wheat. That's what classifies a Goza, and then it has that salty characteristic to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the raspberries give it that kind of fruity tart. Love
that. That's interesting that you say that, because I would have never thought that until you said, like, oh, that kind of is a little salty.
Yeah, it's a little fruity at the front, and then finishes a little salty to me.
I like that. And if you said that, like, is beer finishes salty? You're like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, but a lot of people put salt in their beer, you know, like if it's in a Corona or something like that. I see people do that all the time.
Dude, I was at the bar last night and someone had like a little packet of lime salt.
Yeah.
Like, was it tahini? I've done tahini before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tahini in a Pacifico.
Chez's middle name is Cesare, but his other middle name is tahini.
Cesare tahini?
Yes.
All right. Wait, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What are some goals for messing with Mormons that you have in 2021?
Oh, shit. We kind of fly by the seat of our pants. I don't know much about goals, but, you know, I think just like with any podcast, you want to get a bigger audience. That's, of course, your main goal, I think, at the end of the day. But also at the same time, I just want to meet more people. I really just want to hear more stories. I really want to keep doing what we're doing and not really change it much. I did just have a conversation on the break, though, about maybe producing our podcast a little bit more. But, I mean, I think that we have kind of a weird chemistry that works in a way of just winging it. Like, yeah, we don't prepare questions or anything. We just wing it.
We kind of hate and like each other at the same yeah time, you know?
It's a family.
Like a marriage. Oh, family. Yeah. Oh, yeah, same thing.
Well, guys, we don't really hate each other, but I'd agree with Wade. Like, it's always, you know, since day one, we had two listeners. Mm-hmm. And our podcast over now 3 years has, our audience has grown, but we want to grow more. You know?
I kind of
want to
do a live show too. I think that'd be fun. At a bar or a brewery really cool or something like that. But then you know how it is with equipment. You got to get different equipment for live shows. And
I know a studio that would help you do that. Yeah.
All right.
And we'll you, I know a brewery, you could come yeah do a live show yeah if you want. So
all right,
we can make that happen.
We'll set it
that's
up
the yeah thing about no doing problems relationships is once you meet people, you have different relationships, different strings you can pull to make stuff like mm-hmm this happen. Yeah. So, wait, that's a reality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, CD, to go off that answer you just gave us, this one that I really wanted to ask you guys last time I met you guys. What's a goal you guys had coming into this podcast that you wanted to see happen but hasn't happened yet?
Hmm. That's a good one.
Well, I really want to get a midget porn actress on the show. Just kidding.
Sorry. I was like that's intense. That's, that was specific and intense.
Yeah,
like,
that was a little too. The joke was almost
okay
there.
Okay, yeah. He's got a little awkward. No, just kidding. But no,
think of all the names you could come up with. That like, yeah, everyone has their porn name.
No,
that's going to get edited out. You already know that.
We've never wanted to go down like the shock jock value of type of show, but like Wade said, I think there's a couple podcasts out there that are pretty popular in Utah and Salt Lake. And I kind of want to be better than them. And I want to just be interesting. And I don't know if we're interesting or not, but it's fun. Like, it's fun meeting new people. And we have a good-ass time. And I don't know. I don't know if that answers your question.
We've got an ongoing joke on the show. I think this is like a fake goal, but kind of a real goal that we'd like to have happen. Yeah. Dude, we just want fucking Post Malone on the show.
Posty.
Dude, I thought about this.
Posty, come on,
I thought about this because he only drinks Bud Light.
Yeah.
And I have a podcast about fucking craft beer in a way. And I'm like, homie, let me show you. There's more than just
Bud.
Dude,
if we can get through to his publicist, we will send him your way,
David,
too. But we've been trying.
Yeah. We'll fucking drink the shit out of Bud Light if we can get Post Malone.
Same. I'll drink his new wine that just came out.
I didn't know he has new wine.
I guess I follow him more than you guys do.
I've had like one Bud Light in probably the last 10, 12 years.
Play more beer pong, dude.
Yeah, come on, man.
Chez was... And I would say the only reason I had it was free after doing a Spartan run.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I had a Bud Light.
Oh, I would have
it's
one
the worst
too
time to get a Bud Light.
If you,
yeah,
if you right hand Chez a Bud Light, he will slap you in the face like you were a redheaded stepchild. I'm just not.
I know what I'm putting.
Were you too tired to slap him after the Spartan run?
Yeah. Well, I wanted a beer and it was free,
that's fair.
It's like, okay, I will make an exception this one time.
That's how I feel about Michelob Ultra. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
The Ultra comes
sorry, yeah, can't do it. Okay, Chez, question for you. In the future, who do you specifically want to interview on your guys' podcast? There's some besides Post Malone.
I'm actually really interested about the answer to this question.
I want you to know, who do you want to bring on so bad that you think is actually viable that you can bring onto the show?
Wow, I don't even...
You've got somebody deep in
you
there.
You got an answer, bro.
Yeah.
I really don't off the top of my head. It's just... I'm not a...
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Coming.
Yeah. That would World's be awesome. Limit.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Like unattainable level, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Stuff you can't probably do.
Yeah, I'm not flying his ass out here. I can't afford that.
Right?
Exactly. To me, I've never been... This show's really helped. You know, I've never been the most outward going person. So to me, it's just kind of like...
Aren't you the sex appeal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fact check? He is.
Dude, this guy's got a hog on him, Brian.
But to me, so it's always just kind of like, you guys find who we're going to get and just the people. It's like... Like I've said earlier, just the people that we've brought in that I would have never even said a word to.
Is it more interesting that you're interviewing people that you don't know? I mean, compared to someone who's a big celebrity where you feel like you're going to touch on like so many subjects where you now have this individual who you don't know anything about.
Exactly. That's, you know, somebody who I've never met, you know, to me, I'm very
introverted.
Exactly. So bringing these people on, then all of a sudden it's like, okay. It just kind of helped.
Hope you don't mind me saying that you're introvert.
No, that's the word I was looking for. I just couldn't find it. So, but thank you.
That's because you've had too many of those rosés, bro.
No, that's exactly the word I was looking for. But yeah,
there is no such thing.
100% admit that I'm an introvert. And
there's nothing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. Well, if there's one you think of, let me know, because that's a question I really wanted to ask.
Yeah,
you.
I will.
But
I know you've got somebody, though. You have to have thought in your brain at one point, like, it would be cool if we got this person.
I think it'd be
person.
Cool to come on the show.
Just, Craig Bowler Jack.
That would be sick. We had cool. DJ Bowler Jack on the show.
Yeah, we've had it sound a couple times.
One step away from that.
There you go.
You could just say, like, a random name, and then some guy in, like, Canada is going to be like, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Dude, which is funny you mentioned Canada, because one of our biggest fans actually lives in Canada.
Really?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, shout out.
One of our... Chez, I'm just going to answer your question for you. Chez wants Hot Rod Hunley's ghost to come on our podcast.
You guys could do like a live seance? There you go.
Yeah, we'll do a live seance.
I like that.
Maybe the ghost of...
Jiminy Cricket.
It was the announcer for the Cubs. Harry Carey.
Okay. We all watch a lot of baseball.
You gotta dive deep into your brain for this fucking answer.
Well,
you
too
dug
much
deep.
That,
that's all we can hope for.
I like that. Hey, we got an answer.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Hot Rod Hunley's ghost.
So here's a reverse question for you guys. You guys have this podcast where you bring all these interesting people on who might not think they're interesting. If you were on a podcast in your own style where you interview random people, what would you talk about on your own podcast about yourself?
Oh, man, we tried to do an episode about that one time, like on our year anniversary. I remember that I was like, you know, the show Hot Ones on YouTube, like you eat hot wings. Let's do that. And then we'll have somebody give us the wings and ask us questions. It was horrible. We always get the question, like, why did you start it? And I look at CD and I'm like, I don't know, just because we thought we wanted to do a podcast. Like,
yeah, we're drunk, high on life.
I think a lot of the things... that I would ask myself is just like, why are you doing it? And of course we've heard that answer is just to meet some people. But I think that really the camaraderie between the three of us is really what drives a lot of that. And just how we get along, how we interact with each other on each episode. I mean, there's some times where Chez won't say a word the entire episode and he'll just roast the shit out of CD. Out of nowhere. I'm like,
yeah, like he's my big brother or something. Yeah. Like, fuck you, Chez. But to add on to, Wade's, answer on that, I think I want to help people out. You know, I want to bring awareness. Like, dude, let's talk about the Tastemasters podcast. Let's talk about this person that's on the news. Let's talk about, you know, and I think with the podcast, we want to scratch people's backs and we want them to scratch our backs.
Yeah, that would make me really happy just to know that the podcast and listening to us jibber jabber for an hour has actually helped somebody. You know what I mean? And maybe they learned something.
There's some people that have gotten like free pool lessons. There's been people that have gotten discounts on haircuts.
That's the thing. If you can help one person out, just one, that's one, change someone's life one time.
Yeah.
I feel like, all right, I did something.
Yeah. Want to help out this business.
Every once in a while, my wife's like, why do you keep doing this? And I'm like, because I want to help someone out or educate somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I just want to help.
Dude, David,
I don't know how, but I'm trying to.
Yeah. I didn't even know anything about fucking beer water until I started listening to your podcast. And I was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. Wow. Like, this is awesome. I'm learning. This is what podcasting is all about.
I mean, recently things have been tough too, and I know people struggle with a lot of things, but if like listening to me and CD and Chez talk for an hour, like lifts your day up a little bit, you kind of feel like maybe you got to the bar, but you're not really there and you're having a good time listening to what we talk about, then that's good enough for me.
And like what CD said, like that belly laugh. If I can hear a bunch of people that I think are my friends I haven't met, but I've heard. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when we hear like the Joe Rogan episodes and I'm like, yeah. Sometimes I laugh. I'm like, thanks for the laugh. Or thanks for like lighting my mood up kind of thing.
Exactly.
I get what you're getting at. Yeah.
Well, like podcasts and like Twitch streamers, YouTube streamers, whatever platform you're using. It's so interesting because I found myself watching a Twitch streamer and I'm sitting there going, why am I watching this individual? And I realized the reason I'm watching him is because he's playing a game with like seven other people and they're just friends.
Yeah.
They're just friends having a good time. And it's so much of that camaraderie where you find yourself, what's the word I'm thinking?
Joy.
joy, people just having a good time together. Mm-hmm. And I mean, nowadays with all the crap going on in the world, there's not a lot of people who can sit down and listen to somebody or listen to people who just share the same love of something.
Dini, we need to share the love of saying the word shit instead of crap.
Shit, I'm sorry. I'm not that
Well, yeah, we've had somebody who reached out to our podcast and said, hey, I just want to thank you guys for what you're doing. You know, I've got like an hour long commute. It's like, I can put your podcast on. It's like I'm in the car with friends. Just like listening to you guys.
That's really cool.
And that one thing will keep us going for another five fucking years, you know?
Yeah, and that's really cool. Because like sometimes I'm like, damn, what am I doing? You know, then you're like, then someone makes a comment like, hey, thanks, man. I'm like, oh, maybe I am doing something cool. Yeah. And then I meet someone awesome. I meet people who are cool. I'm like, fuck, if anyone's listening, I don't give a shit. I'm having a good time.
That's, you know what I mean? That's what we've talked about,
too. That was the basis of why we started. I said, CD, if only you and me listen to it, as long as we're having fun, fuck it. We'll do it anyway.
Yeah, David, it's like, it's kind of like what we're doing right now. We're enjoying, like, this is a hobby. We're drinking delicious craft beer. And we're critiquing it and like, oh, I can feel the raspberry nose on this goose. And I can, goose. And I can feel.
I'm less offended now.
I was mostly making a joke, but it starts out as a hobby for us. And now it's turned out to be kind of like a little, almost like a little business, you know?
Yeah.
And it's fun. And we get to meet awesome, cool fuckers like you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think you say fuck you, Jazz.
Yeah. No, I said too bad I'm not fucking rich yet. But yeah.
I totally heard fuck you, Jazz. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, fuck you, Jazz.
Yeah, and that's one thing too on our podcast. You know, we have an agreement between the three of us that anything said, you know, while we're recording, is just that. It's for the show.
Yeah, we literally
pretty much that gives me a reason to call Jazz fat.
Yeah,
everything's fair game. Jazz.
Exactly.
Everything's fair game.
Exactly. When we leave the studio, that's where it's left. It's left in the studio.
It's kind of nice though, because then you're leaving your frustration or stress or emotions or whatever. It's there, and you have to deal with it and carry it with you emotionally and energy wise the rest of the day.
Yeah,
there's been times that I left the studio and I was like, "You son of a bitch! That joke was so good that I'm just on the verge of being mad." But it happened on the show, so I let it slide.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's fucking and that's the lesson
that
I learned
with small penis joke, by the way.
Classic.
And that's what I learned with Wyatt. Like I hope he listens to this episode, but I want to say I'm sorry to. That the Wolverine, like freaking out about the Wolverine thing. Cause like, it's something like that. It's like
fourth favorite mammal.
Yeah. Fourth favorite mammal. And it's strongest. I learned that they can roll around their own shit and they're like 15 times stronger than they look or whatever. Yeah. And like, I'm like, you know what? You educated me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So thank you. I fucking love that kid. And I owe him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't start this podcast and I wouldn't have him in front of you guys. I wish you would have met him because Wyatt is a badass. He really is. And,
love to
watch. And, but that's what we're doing. Like, I'm just bringing you guys on to have a good time. Try to enlighten you guys about craft beer because there's some of my friends are making some fucking awesome beer here in Utah and they're blowing the fuck up. And I want you guys to like buckle up and saddle. And it's a ride.
David, I think that's a really important thing right now with Utah in general is that you can see that Salt Lake and Utah County is growing up and Davis County as well, that you're seeing these breweries and these ciders houses coming out and making these delicious drinks. Back in the day, Utah was you couldn't go anywhere without it's just a very religious place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, sorry, I'm a little lost of words, but you know, like Utah's growing up.
There needs to be some camaraderie between the two.
Yeah.
Salt Lake County has I think 1.3 million people residing in the borders.
Can we get a fact check?
Yeah,
and, I don't have my laptop today. So.
Oh, it's your day off.
I go to Boulder, Colorado, and there's 15 breweries in a town that has 100,000 people. And Salt Lake County has 1.2 million, and there's like Wasatch, Squatters,
Uinta,
and then now, boom, 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 all these local breweries are popping up and it's great. It makes me so excited. Like going to Grid City the other day, that place was so fucking good, man. That excites me.
Yeah.
To see that Salt Lake is growing up. We're getting good restaurants. We're getting good breweries. and we're getting midget porn stars on Messing with Mormons podcast.
Yes.
You almost had a good ending there. You almost did.
With a midget porn star, it's always a good ending.
Right. Fair enough.
So I got a few more questions for you gentlemen before we leave today. Chez, I want to ask you, what can us as Tastemasters do to help you Messing with Mormons?
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to answer the question.
Yeah, 3 weeks of paid vacation. Yeah. We've already told your producer that.
You know,
you hear me, Corey?
Come check us out. You know, is all I ask. Hey, give us a chance. You know, you've liked what you heard here. You're going to hear more of the similar stuff with us. You know, a good place to start. We want to hear with David, so...
Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah. I'm surprised we don't know what episode number you were on. Do you know it off the top of your head?
I can look it up really quick.
Go ahead and look that up while I ask CD a question. CD, this question I have for you.
Don't make it hard, man. Don't be Oprah on me, bro.
Okay, so, what's 2 + 2? Just kidding.
Well, I can answer that. Shit.
So,
I love math.
How can I make your life more enjoyable? Myself, me, David. What can I do for you, brother?
Dude, David, I am just so impressed. Like, you're 26, right?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 30, brother.
Oh, 30. Okay.
I say 29 and a half. I'm 29
well, I just turned 40, man. I'm just really impressed with your energy and...
I look 26? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say you were older. I was like, you're 37, bro.
I don't know why I thought that.
I appreciate that.
I had that in my head, but I'm really impressed with your energy, and you inspire me, like coming here into your studio and talking with you guys. It's been a lot of fun, and this is kind of why we got started. You know, we wanted to do this, to come on people's shows and meet new people, and you're kind of doing that for me, man. And I like that. Does that answer your question? I'm a little drunk.
There's no wrong answers, brother. No, like, there's no wrong answers. Like, you answered it.
No, sometimes I get on a tangent, and then I forget what I was originally talking about.
Do you remember the original question?
Yeah. There wasn't a question. Okay. Yoshimi battles the pink robots. That's the answer.
There you go.
Yeah. Alex Trebek. Dude, have you guys been watching Jeopardy?
No.
I
after he died, I don't appreciate anymore. Sorry. You know.
Aaron Rodgers is fucking hosting Jeopardy now.
Wow, anyway. that's a stat for you.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I don't even want to get into that.
I love it.
Wade, your turn, brother.
All right,
I got a question for you. What can I do to help you out in your daily life, brother?
You know what I think you could do, man, is just stay in touch. Because I think a lot of people that you meet randomly, you make acquaintances, right? You don't make friends. But I think just staying in touch and seeing where what both of us combined can collaborate with and go to some other place is more important than anything else. It's really easy to get caught up in life and just like forget about, you know, a friend that you met or somebody that was really interesting to you. You didn't talk to him for like 5 months, but yeah, just stay in touch, man. And let's see where life fucking takes us.
Also, come over and mow his lawn.
Yeah, mow my lawn. Bring a baja. Yeah.
Wait, is that because I'm brownish? Like, why?
I'll pay you at least $20.
Down. Wow. You know what? I'm down.
I was going to say in beer, but $20 is worse.
I've seen the yard, so I don't know if I'd do it for $20.
Yeah.
And then on that note, text back, motherfucker. That's
all I gotta say. I'm fucking horrible with that, honestly.
Dude, you are bad at texting, you fucking
It's because
weirdo.
You guys are, like, I'm working during the day, and then all of a sudden you're talking about, like, some,
midget porno.
You guys are talking about, midget porn.
If you text me at 4 in the morning or 2 in the morning, I'm not going to answer right away, but I'll get to it.
All right.
I'll still get back to it.
All right, man. I'll text you back.
Whenever.
All right.
Doesn't have to look at it or open it. I'll still get back to you.
I'm bad at that, though. I'm sure everybody. So there's a lot of people out there listening who are bad at that, too. But, yeah, text back. I'll try to do better.
I'm
if you
here
guys
and I'm bad at it, so I'm aware. Yeah.
It took me forever to get him to come over here.
Surprising we're even fucking here.
No, but, gentlemen, I hope today I can show you, kind of like open your mind to craft beer even more. When I came to you guys' show and you guys interviewed me, it was nice to be interviewed. And hopefully I could have done the favor in a way to interview you guys and give you – I want to give Messing with Mormons not just the podcast, but Wade, Chez, CD. I want you guys to understand that you guys are great people. You guys are fucking awesome. Chez, don't give up, dude. I want you to graduate. I'm fucking rooting for you. I think you're a badass. I think your heart's in the right place.
Thank you very much.
I love your spirit. Yeah. And, like, keep creating, dude. keep creating, keep these two in check.
Yeah, they,
for reals. Like, yeah. For Christ's sake,
please. That's keep, a full time job in of itself.
So you're a full time student, have a full time job. You got to do this, another full time job, right? Yeah. But you know what? If there's anything I can do for you, man, hit me up.
Yeah, so likewise. Keep me going.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Deanie, thank you so much today for being co hosting. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy ass schedule to come drink some damn good beer, except for those seltzers.
Yeah, thank you. And, yeah.
Well, wait.
One out of two.
Exactly. Well, the one seltzer was great.
Yeah, the rose. No. I look at those as seltzers, and I look at the rosé as like classy bitch.
Rosé.
Okay. Sorry. I guess in my mind, I see it as a rosé seltzer. Yes.
Which, is there any more of that?
Yeah, please.
No, I got them all out of here for a reason.
Wade, what I'm going to tell you is like, I fucking love you, dude. I think you're a badass. I think your heart's in the right place, and you are super intelligent, and you got a passion that is palpable.
Thank you,
man. As soon as I see you, I just want to give you a fucking hug every time. I think you're I want you to be like a part of my circle kind of thing.
Hell yeah,
you're
man.
Super cool.
It's that Grizzly Adams beard.
I don't know.
This is a new thing, man.
I don't know if it's like the beard, but it's like beards. It's the ambiance you have.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I respect you as a human being, as a brother. And I hope you can count on me. I hope that 100%. That can be palpable.
Yeah.
And even though we had a meet at some danky bar and before we went to your house, like,
yeah,
thank you for taking me to some sketchy bar where I may have gotten stabbed and then taking me into your basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy. But I trusted you enough to go into your basement.
Well, appreciate
and I could have been killed or raped.
Yeah,
or both.
But neither did that happen.
Chez Paxa, he's got his fucking 9 million in his fucking waist. So if he got stabbed, he would have shot
him. Wait, if we ever do our spinoff podcast, you can join me and Brandon. We'll do Beards and Beers.
I would love to do that. Yeah. I'm open to doing spin-offs.
Beards and Beers?
We interviewed a guy not so long, a couple weeks ago. He's a guy who does my pictures sometimes. And he has a beard too. And these two broed out about like fucking Diablo.
Beard
3
oil is a ripoff.
You and I are
beard
getting
oil.
Really well.
Oh my gosh.
And about like, getting massages and happy endings while they get beard cuts and whatever. And so I was like, you know what? You guys go do your
all right,
beards and bros.
Face, calm down.
Like, yeah. Hey, I can't do it. I tried. And then CD, from the moment I heard you and talked to you like on the phone, like we connected, I love your heart. It's the biggest heart I think I've seen in the past decade. You literally lead with that heart. Every fucking person loves you. You're awesome. Like, you care about everybody. You genuinely care about everybody. Don't stop doing that, dude.
Oh, thank you,
because,
man.
Like,
that means a lot.
I'm serious, dude. Like, life may be hard here and there, but, like, keep grinding, keep pushing, keep being you. Don't stop being you, dude. And if someone doesn't like for you for who you are, fuck them. Because you really are a class act D-list celebrity that should be a B-list celebrity.
We're going to get you to a C at least.
I hope
a C. At least a fucking
I want you to get at least C because you, honestly, brother, you deserve that shit. Like, you deserve to walk into a room and be like, motherfucking CD's here. Hell yeah. Like, really. And that's the ambiance you bring, and I hope you continue to fucking bring to the table.
Yeah. So, I just hope to make people smile. That's all I want to do.
That's it, brother. And you do
and that's why we do the podcast.
You do it, man. And like, I'm a fan of you guys.
You're going to make me cry,
stop. But like again, if there's anything I can do for you, gentlemen, let me know. But gentlemen, before we leave, is there any questions you have for me? Thoughts, promotions,
donations? Yeah, what's your fucking favorite beer, bro? What's your top three?
Favorite beer of all time?
Yeah, give me your top three. We've heard Chez's. Yeah.
So I think the Honey Cream Ale at Grid City is one of my top favorites. And then...
Whoa. You're going like top beers of all fucking
100%.
Kind.
Honey Cream Ale.
And you're going with the Honey Cream Ale at Grid City. Wow.
It's like I can literally eat that with
dude,
a spoon.
I respect you.
Spoon.
I respect that answer.
I got you.
Damn, that's crazy. That makes me want to go
there.
Get some.
That's up there.
Yeah.
And then Pacifico, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, it's not craft beer, but it's like, it's fucking up there. And then if I'm going to say three, fuck. Probably the next beer I make.
All right. That's a good answer.
I was waiting for you to say Natty Light. Flamingo pinks, bro.
The pink lemonade.
90 days.
I got that. I got it.
Please? Hello?
But Deanie, is there anything else you got for us the rest?
Yeah, what is your favorite animals between 1 and 3 mammals?
Yes, let's we go. Have to know this.
Yeah, because keep talking about that
Wolverine. Number 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. That was a total joke. Now I got to fucking
you're on the spot
think.
Again. First coffee.
Dude,
no
I know
animals.
The first one for me right off the bat is a sloth. Sloths are sick as fuck.
Yeah, we don't joke on this
is
podcast.
Is it big toenails?
No, it's just that they're slow and lazy, but they don't give a shit.
All right, I'm going with the forest marmot as number 3. Is that it?
Can you talk about
it's
that?
Such a seedy answer. Like, that's you in a
forest,
nutshell.
Forest marmot.
What is that compared to the coastal marmot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not an animal.
The coastal has webbed feet.
Let me guess, number 2 is the jackalope.
Platypus.
Fossils, fossils, boom! Never pots, boom!
Oh, man. gosh, I just don't know if I have an answer for that. I'm going to just go with a fucking elk because I want to eat it.
All right.
I respect it.
Fair enough.
It's my top
disagree
one.
With it, but I respect it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you disagree with an elk?
Yeah, fucking
have you ever
elk.
Seen an elk?
Oh, sorry. Oh, the elk, the animal, not fucking elk.
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't gotcha. Want to fucking elk.
That's why.
I mean, you just kind of worded elk, that. Bro. You worded it well, that way.
I mean, yeah, sorry. I interpreted that way. CD answers.
That's the past time.
Roast his ass. Get after him.
Yeah, I'm a little toasty right now, so I don't know. I
apologize.
Yeah. Tigers,
boom,
bears.
One.
Oh, my.
Good question. But gentlemen, thanks again for taking the time to drive all the way down here, be in the studio. Let's do it again.
Yeah, definitely. Thank soon. You so much for having us.
Yes, man. Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
But is there anything I can do for you guys before we leave?
No taste masters were harmed in the making of this podcast.
I could do that one. Yeah. Before we leave,
just our livers.
What, how can we contact Messing with Mormons? How can we get a hold of you?
Hit us on IG and Instagram and www.messingwithmormons.com. That's messing with no G, messing with Mormons. On all the platforms.
And who was not harmed in the making of this?
Well, luckily you, motherfucking
Wolverines.
But no taste masters were harmed in making this podcast.
To the next beverage, guys.
Exactly. Thank you.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at @the_tastemasters, on Twitter at The Tastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_audio.